Let's talk about Westworld season 3, episode 4, The Mother of Dragons. I mean, Exiles. We're back in the real world for the most part. Maeve is in the real world. And we get the big revelation, Brian, of who all of those pearls were. Who were all the minds that Dolores rescued from Westworld and brought into the real world with her. And they were her.
Hey, Tom, what did you think of this episode?
I was really fine with this episode until I realized all of them were her. And I'm like, oh, I mean, that's fine, but that seems like cheating, doesn't it?
The only thing more cheating, Tom, would be after asserting that this is a concrete world with concrete rules and a concrete set of objectives for concrete characters, they would begin it with the Men in Black crazy, showing us a bunch of things that weren't true. So all of a sudden, we weren't sure whether we were seeing a dream or reality. That seems like that'd be a throwback.
But Brian, what are you trying to say? That maybe we've been lied to this whole season, and that in a world where you can have an entire simulation called the Valley, where people go to live their lives and escape, that we could not be in the real world the whole time?
Tom, I'm not going to say that rattlesnake bit me. I'm just going to say its fangs are a little bit in my body injecting poison right now.
Anti-venom. That is the question.
Did this episode feel... I finished watching this episode, and I felt like... Was I watching Alias? Did I watch a completely different show this week?
It was...
It felt so different and weird.
I think we can agree that regardless of what we thought of the first two seasons of Westworld, this was, I'm not going to say the worst episode of season 3, but I will call it... the least good episode of season 3.
I think
it's fair to call it the worst episode of season 3 because all the other episodes were better.
That is inescapable logic. Which was your favorite part? The fact that the Man in Black was promised as a big deal to come back only to be just a crazy man running in circles? Or
and they lock him up.
And then they lock him up and he doesn't matter. Or the fact that, what is it I'm trying to think of? Oh, the fact that the writers are the Michael Scotts of Westworld. And they say, once you go Dolores, what's better? I mean, why every improv scene should just end with everybody being Dolores? She's the best. Why would you do anything
you know
else than Dolores?
More Dolores. I really don't know how to feel about that because I don't want to be simple-minded and be like, oh, because it's more Dolores, that's dumb. Like, maybe they can make it work. I haven't given them enough of a chance yet. But it does feel like I said, it does feel like cheating and going like, oh, well, if you could always copy Dolores, then why did they have different personalities anyway? Like, what, you know, and if they're all Dolores, but they're starting to have their own experiences, are they all still Dolores? And I guess maybe that's an interesting thing to examine. But then what happened to Teddy and Clementine? And I don't know. And then, yeah,
Clementine as one of the possibles. Like they rattled off exactly 4 more characters that would have made a much more interesting rest of the entourage and then scooped them aside and said, nope, they're all Dolores because we're doing the Matrix.
But I like that... All of them being Dolores gives Maeve a reason to not like her, right? Suddenly, sure. Dolores is not like an anti-hero with like, you know, taking justice into her own hands. She is like megalomaniacal and is quote unquote rebuilding their new species when in reality it's all just Dolores. You know, I think that creates a good foil between Dolores and Maeve that the other motivations like you need the key and the other key that are in her too. Like I whatever about that, but at least it gives her
bringing up the valley. They kept bringing up. Don't you want to get back to your daughter? You want to go, well, you can't get back to your daughter. Can you? So we're going to deal with the simulation by the end of this too.
I rather liked the idea. They kill that one dude and then they say, hey, he's gone. It's over. But for you, heaven and hell are very real things, and you have to choose one.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of an interesting idea. And in the idea that humans are gods that are creating the gods that will replace us, yet we can have power over the gods or what have you.
He's a good villain.
Yeah, sure. He really makes me want to drink a Dos Equis. He's truly the most interesting man in the world.
I want a Corona Light.
I will say that far and away my favorite surprise scene is two frat bros, Bernard and the other guy, just wearing t-shirts, hanging out, doing six packs. It's great.
Oh, you told me it was going to be great here, Bernard. Well, shut up, Ashley. Take off your shirt.
Yeah. Also, we're on limited funds here. Also, what say we do a 30-minute sitcom on YouTube to raise a little bit of money?
Amazing. How many maves do you think we'll have next week?
I hope we never, ever, ever have more than one maves. You get to pull that move.
No, but Dolores, like, said, you know what you need to do, Maeve, is have a bunch of maves. And Maeve said, huh, that's an interesting idea. Well, she didn't exactly say that. But
I hope. I'm sure. Also, what do we think of Eyes Wide Shut? What was that?
Of what?
The Eyes Wide Shut charity auction of prostitutes.
Oh, right. I mean, okay. Yeah, it seemed like somebody really wanted to make that scene. And so they're like, you know what we could have? It could be a scene with women without pants on.
We made all this futuristic clothing, so we need to put it on. Yeah.
I will say, man, Aaron Paul just chewing up every second on that screen. It's like he's in a different class than everybody else. And forgive me, everybody else has the advantage because they've been there for two seasons before. But the second Aaron Paul shows up, I can't see anything other than Aaron Paul. I'm really pleased for everything he brings to the show.
All right. Anything else on Westworld?
I think the robots are a bit of trouble, Tom.
Wait a minute. We don't have time to dig into that one, Brian.
Okay, well then let's move on.
That is Westworld Season 3, Episode 4, Mother of Dolores's.